Escape Club, our Triple M. It's the music that makes you feel good. Jane Day for breakfast. Heading for our top today.
Wild West.
30 degrees. 23 right now in Kalen.
It's kind of embarrassing when you pocket dial someone.
Kind of.
It's even worse when you FaceTime pocket dial someone as well, which is what Jay did yesterday.
On Facebook on my phone. Long story short, FaceTime somebody by accident, drool hanging out of the mouth, snoring, didn't know the lady, quickly hung up.
Well, she sent you the audio back too, which is funny. That's even funnier than the whole thing.
I had this long conversation with her. Like, I work in radio, this would be great for content. Well, yeah. Please send it to me. She looked at the message for like 4 hours. Next minute, I get the message.
Well, you're not the only one that's done it, because everyone's done it, like Monique, haven't you, Monique?
No, I didn't do it. My ex-husband pocket dialed me.
Oh, what happened?
I phoned him first and his ex-girlfriend picked up and I talked to her and then hung up. And then a little bit later, he pocket dialed me and I could hear me getting absolutely caned by him. He was calling me for everything.
Oh, all right.
And saying, I told you not to answer the phone to that.
Yeah, okay.
And so are the days of our lives.
So why were you having a nice conversation with the now ex-girlfriend or not?
Yeah, I just rang to pass on a message about something to do with our son.
Oh, okay. So are you two besties now or what?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't call us
besties. Right, okay.
See, that's the worst that could happen. Thanks for the call there, Monique. 13 27 10's a phone number.
Hey, Tim, it wasn't you that pocket dialed as well, was it?
No, it was my mother. But the funny thing about it was just then I thought it was going to be funny because my mother, her name's Monique, and I'm like,
oh, oh my God, no. That's not your mum, is it?
No, it didn't sound like her, but it would have been great.
So with your mum, did she know that she'd pocket dialed you or what?
No, I don't know if it's in a handbag or on the table. And usually, you know, you hear this muffled bit of noise going on and all, and like you said, I'm on the other side. Mum! But yeah, but nothing. And then so after a while, I hang up because my phone's just going on and on.
Sometimes it does that too. Like you just don't know what to say, and then I sit there for a while just to see if I can hear where they are, what they're doing, whether they're in the car singing by themselves or whatever.
I wouldn't be surprised if you sit there just to let them rack up the bill. That's what I reckon.
Ellen, have you pocket dialed somebody before?
My husband's got a bad habit for it.
What, he does recently, it all the time?
Yes. He got caught out one day. He was at work with some workmates on a lunch break, and I could hear them talking about this hot actress. So when he came home, I was laughing, and he's going, what are you laughing for? I said, okay, who's this hot actress you're talking about? He's like, what? And I said, I was playing along. And I said, oh, you butt dialed me today. And then he started laughing and he goes, oh, that's all right. And then he was filling me in with the actress recently. Mm. It was quite funny. He butt dialed our teenage daughter at school. We know what teenagers are like.
Yeah.
And she comes home and she goes, oh, my gosh, Mum. Dad just called me, but I was screaming through the phone saying, Dad, but he butt dialed her for 20 minutes. I'm like, for goodness sake, how can you not know that you butt dialed someone? Like, honestly.
I've done that before too, where you've like, yeah, you've like your daughter is screaming into the phone. Hopefully they can hear this tiny tinge of somebody saying, hello.
It'll be a bit scary because you'll be like, okay, where is that coming from?
Yeah. It's the voices. They've come back.
We've done it all before. That's probably the most embarrassing one, I reckon. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
That's right. Thank you.
Yeah, bye. I feel better this morning that I haven't just pocket dialed anyone. But anyway.
I actually pocket dialed the boss.
Our boss?
No, not this boss.
Okay.
Years ago.
Mm.
I was complaining about her. This is a long time ago.
That's when Dave moved to Triple M in Mackay because he was fired from the previous boss. Jay and Dave for breakfast. Today's top, we're looking at 30 degrees today.